I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1173, Worship as Witness. If you ask most Christians to define the word witnessing, I'm betting dollars to donuts it would be something like this. Witnessing is telling other people about Jesus in an attempt to get them to accept Him as their Savior. With that definition, witnessing consists of talking, maybe giving someone a tract or a Bible, or writing an email or a letter to describe what the Lord has done for you, things like that. Maybe even just living a good life so people can see that, you know, you're a good person and you can say the Lord helps me be a good person. But have you ever thought of worship as witness? This podcast, as you know, is T2G. It stands for the two greatest commandments, that is, to love God and to love others. We love God and love others by everything we do. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's not just a 1 hour a week thing. But when we come together as worshipers, something special happens. John MacArthur wrote, "The church is a worshiping community, a witnessing community, and a working community. In other words, the church is to exalt the Lord, it is to evangelize the world, it is to edify its members." I say yes, but those are not three separate and distinct things. They do overlap. Maybe we should start with the basics. What does the word witness mean? Well, generally, it refers to someone or something that bears testimony to things seen, heard, transacted, or experienced. The Greek word for witness, however, is martis. We get our word martyr from it. So a witness or a martis is a person who makes a solemn statement under oath sometimes concerning their religious beliefs that results in their death. In his excellent book, Revelation for the Rest of Us, Scott McKnight writes, "Being a witness has two sides. It is a public affirmation in word and life of the Lordship of Jesus, and it is a public resistance in word and life to the way of the dragon embodied in Babylon." How do we sum up the major themes of the Christian life as we find them in Revelation? Walking in the way of the Lamb means worshiping God on the throne and the Lamb in the center of that throne. It means being an allegiant witness in word and works. All right, I would put it like this. When followers of Jesus gather in public places to worship together, that is to sing our allegiance to our King, to celebrate His gifts of life from the cross, to give of our resources for His kingdom causes, to hear the message of the King from His written word, when we do that, we are giving witness. It's not the only way we witness, of course, but it is witness, and we often don't see it as such. For example, Paul says taking communion, the body and blood exemplified in the emblems, is witness. He wrote to the Corinthians, "For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Here's the great question. Do you agree? In what ways, if any, do you see corporate worship as witness? Let's pray. Lord, we commit ourselves to being open to You and to Your word for us today. We commit ourselves to live faithfully according to the word that we receive. We commit ourselves to share Your word of grace and by Your Holy Spirit to be living witnesses to the one who opened our hearts to You. Through Jesus our Lord we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1174. In the meantime, all of this begs the question, who is our church service for? I mean, we're very concerned about seekers, making everything we do pleasing and understandable to those who don't know much about church or Jesus. We want our music to be to their liking, our sermons to be relatable to their lives, our giving to not be pressured, our programs to be fun and entertaining, our teaching to not be offensive, and so on. But I'm not sure that's the way the early church saw it or did it. The coming together as a body of Jesus wasn't for the non-believer. It was for the believer. I'm not sure they cared a whole lot about making the service interesting, entertaining, or even understandable. Worship was of God, for the people of God, and as a witness to those who didn't know Him. They may not have understood all of it, but they could see the one that we were glorifying. Let's recapture some of the idea that worship is witness.